Anna Richards heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. They've had already a number of events related to early voting, more coming up as we continue to get through that early voting period, including Souls to the Polls on Sunday. First time we've had Sunday voting in Orange County, and first day of that a couple of days ago went really well. Anna joins us here in the studio now. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. We had a great series of things going on this past Sunday. So in Hillsboro, in all locations in Chapel Hill, Seymour Center, we had a couple congregations going there. We had the housing rally going to Chapel of the Cross. And then the branch hosted a vote party at Carrboro Town Hall. Had lots of people stop by. We had great music, and it was Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You can't ever beat that. So this coming Sunday, we're supporting the UNC branch of the NAACP. They're going to meet along with some other co-sponsors, the Black Student Organization on campus, and others. They're going to meet at the Pit and march over to Chapel of the Cross to UNC Gospel Choir is going to be there with us, and they've got some other spoken word and entertainment and more Ben and Jerry's ice cream. So come out, have some fun, vote. A couple things I would like to mention. One, you mentioned the numbers are up. I'm just feeling great about the number of young people, Black and white, 30% more African American voters under the age of 26, and more than double the number of white voters under the age of 26 have voted so far.
Are you looking at Orange County or statewide?
I'm looking at statewide.
Okay.
I'm looking at statewide.
That is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're excited about the UNC students this weekend taking ownership of that, and to see this activism gives us hope for the future. So we're really excited to see that. And it looks like, you know, the Asian voters are up, Native American voters are up. And your point was also really good, and then that is that Republican votes are up as well as Democratic votes. So everybody's voting. And I've been talking for this whole season about whoever you're going to vote for, we got to participate. The other thing I want to mention, one of the folks that was registering people gave me a call today and said, I got a registration. And I said, whoa, you know, mailing, taking registrations to the Board of Elections is over. But what is available is same day registration. So, you know, I told them, hey, that person can go to a polling place from now only until November 3rd. If you can't do this on election day. So if you got any question at all about your status as a voter, go register. You can register, do change of address now during early voting period only. That all cuts off November 3rd. So I just want to really encourage people, if you're not sure, go there and they'll let you know if you're not. And then if you're not, you can register and vote in one trip. So I want to make that point. So
absolutely.
Again, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. And then sleep for a day and then get up and start fighting all over again.
Gotta
right?
go for 2020 is right around the corner.
Yeah. And I think that's an important point too. And we're speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. And a reminder that the increase in young voter turnout is really significant because we don't usually see that among voters 18 to 30 years old. Turnout tends to be really low this year. It's a different thing. And that's a reminder, first of all, that there are a lot of really significant issues that are galvanizing young voters in particular. We talk about health care and Medicare and things like that, but net neutrality is getting young voters out to the polls, and just the state of political discourse in America is getting young voters out to the polls on top of health care and Medicare and everything else. And it's another reminder, and I think we have a tendency to think about every single election, and this one's no exception, as being the pivotal election of our lifetimes, and whatever happens in this particular election is going to decide the course of American government. And there is an extent to which this is a very important election that's going to have long-term implications. But win or lose on election night, the fight continues the next day,
the
right?
The fight continues the next day. And I hate the hyperbole. I don't think it's that to talk about this election in those terms. Mm. I just feel like there's got to be some balance. And right now we're really out of whack in terms of balance of power. And when you're that far off in terms of the balance of power, then there's the opportunity for abuse. And so I think it's a really critical for our democracy, which was designed to have a shared government. It was not designed to be a kingdom. So I think it's really, really important.
Yeah. And shared not just between Democrats and Republicans, but we've got a whole bunch of different groups.
Different interests.
Yep. Yep.
And so this is that's the whole idea of a democracy, mm-hmm. right? Where all those voices can be heard. And so really, really still encouraging folks to get out there and vote.
Yep.
Vote your conscience.
And democracy is two things. It's majority rule, and it's also that prior kind of precondition that everyone needs to have a place
everybody
at the table in the first place in the conversation and the discussion. Everyone has that right first, and then we can have a vote. Yeah,
right,
we've got both of those things at issue here. So we're speaking with Anna Richards, again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com, if you want more information about the NAACP and events that are coming up, including one on Friday. And this is, I think everything is related to the election at this point, but this is kind of unrelated to getting people out to the polls and voting, but it's a really cool event on Frederick Douglass and the 14th Amendment.
It really is. We are really privileged to have the leading scholar on Frederick Douglass in the country join us. It's going to be at the
Southern Human Services
Southern
Center.
Southern Human Services.
I have the thing right here for it.
4 o'clock on Thursday. And then he will be, our guest will be available at Flyleaf afterwards with his new book that just came out on the 14th Amendment, and available to sign books at Flyleaf. That starts at 7 o'clock. So have a real opportunity to hear from one of our renowned scholars and also to have a chance to meet him up close and get an autographed copy of the book.
Awesome. So. That's Friday, right?
That is on the 26th.
26th, which is Friday. Yep. 4 to 6:30, Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Everyone's invited for that. It's Frederick Douglass, the 14th Amendment, and their relevance today. And their relevance today is significant. So. Spoiler alert, but
It really is. It really is significant. And particularly when you look around not only North Carolina, but around the country mm-hmm. and the efforts to suppress the right to vote. I just think that, you know, it is so relevant today. And it was hard fought. People died. We need to take advantage of our opportunity and just go vote.
Yep. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information. Come out to the Southern Human Services Center from 4 to 6:30 on Friday for that event on Frederick Douglass and the 14th Amendment. Early voting continues through Saturday, November 3rd. Everyone in Orange County who is eligible to vote, head out to the polls and vote. You can register or change your registration and vote on the same day during the early voting period. So don't forget, you still have that option through Saturday the 3rd. Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP. Anything else going on that people ought to know about? Or?
Well, if you're a member of the organization, we're going to hold our branch elections in November, November 3rd. We just mailed out a written notice to all our membership. So come be a part of our democratic process within the branch. And then we're looking forward to, of course, Election Day and going to be involved supporting, helping folks get out.
Sounds good. Anna Richards, thank you so much.